I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. French troops plan to leave West Africa at the same time as the Islamic State is gaining traction. The United Nations calls the situation in Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger one of the world's fastest-growing humanitarian crises. At missionnews.org, Voice of the Martyrs Canada spokesman Greg Musselman describes the connection between Western troop withdrawals and persecuted Christians.
For us as believers in Christ, we need to be praying and supporting ministries that are working in some of these dangerous places. We don't want all the Christians to leave.
We can't do much about Western troop withdrawals, but Voice to the Martyrs Canada remains committed to helping persecuted Christians in conflict zones. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
These are really dangerous and perilous times, and yet on the other hand, God is drawing people to himself. People are becoming followers of Jesus.
And gospel workers struggle to foster healing in Myanmar, also known as Burma. More from MNN's Katie Harth.
A third wave of COVID-19 is sweeping through Myanmar amid ongoing violence from a February coup. Through tears and heartache, gospel workers supported by Christian Aid Mission shine the light of Christ. These days are mourning and weeping days, one leader told Christian Aid Mission. His ministry lost 134 gospel workers to the pandemic or coup-related violence, including the leader's younger brother. Life is extremely difficult right now, yet hope remains. At our website, you can help local missionaries shine the light of Christ into great spiritual darkness. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers the free book Learn the Bible in a Year. It'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.